Is that paycheck just not cutting it for you? Well, Kid Craddock has a job for you, and we'll double your pay. Every day this week, we'll call out three names at 720 Central. And if you hear your name, be the first to call in. And Kid will pay you double the amount on your paycheck.
Pay that man his money.
Also, if you posted the phrase, Kid is going to double my pay today, on your Facebook or Twitter, we'll double the double. So if you think you can handle this heavy lifting, go to KidNation.com to sign up and get your pay doubled. From Kid Craddock in the Morning.
It's a sad day on the show when the self-described techno nerd misses out on something that's bigger than Twitter. How did I miss this?
What's bigger than Twitter right now?
I'll tell you in a second.
All right.
I want to do some research on it.
Isn't that Vine thing?
Let me see if I can tell Shannon.
Is it what Twitter owns?
Let me see if I can tell Shannon. She can pull something up for me, okay?
Okay.
You guys keep talking. Don't do that. That's annoying.
Well, we don't want to hear what you're going
to
tell Shannon.
I don't know how to do.
Because if we hear, then I'm going to get it.
Okay, we're good now. All right. Okay. Hey, do you see that Pat Summerall passed away yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pat Summerall, the iconic sportscaster for CBS, who for so many years manned the booth with John Madden for mm-hmm. the football games. And I grew up a huge fan of, I grew up really into baseball. Mm-hmm. And first as a player, and then I moved on to watching. I was promoted.
To watcher?
I got promoted from junior high baseball player to high school baseball watcher.
Mm. Okay. Well, very nice.
Thank you.
Spectator.
Congratulations
Thank
you. On that.
Thanks. And because of that distinct lack of athletic ability, I figured, you know, maybe I could be a sportscaster.
Okay.
Because that was the first thing I wanted to do that had to do with broadcasting, yeah. to be a sportscaster. So Pat Summerall was huge when I was a kid, and I was like,
yeah.
So fast forward all these years later, and about 7 or 8 years ago, I was at this golf course, mm-hmm. and I met him.
Oh, yeah?
I'm like, oh, my God, I met Pat Summerall. And the next Tuesday, I was playing golf with Pat Summerall. And every Tuesday after, I was playing golf with Pat Summerall for
really?
A year.
And he was pretty good at golf, right?
He was pretty good. He was born with a disability. Yeah.
Okay.
His leg, apparently, his femur bone at birth was twisted, and his leg was twisted, so his foot went out to the way to the right.
Oh, really?
And the doctors, back in that day,
yeah.
you know, he was 80 years old, so mm-hmm. we're talking about the 30s. The doctor just twisted it back.
Wow.
And this is crazy, because he was a professional yeah. football kicker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the 30s.
Well, whatever.
So he was 110?
He was I guess born it would in be 1930.
He was born in 30, I believe.
He was 82.
See?
Yeah, like 1929 or something.
I just did a quick thing where I went 2013 minus 80 would be 1933. That's why I said 30s. So
look at that.
Is that right?
He was born in 1930, I think I read this morning.
Yeah.
He was 82.
Wow, that seems
so they just twisted the leg back.
Wow.
And as a result, one of his legs was like way longer than the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And
so he had sort of a limp.
And so when we played golf, you know, he was in his 70s then, yeah. and we played golf, and it was took a long time because he didn't move around all that great,
right.
which made it even more spectacular to think that he was like a really big professional football hero. Sure.
And he was a really tall dude, too.
Yeah.
He was like 6'4".
But to think of the kid that's sitting there with his TV tray, you know, doing fake broadcasts for baseball games at the age of 10 with the sound down on the TV, and then I'm sitting there playing golf with Pat Summerall,
yeah.
it was like, a pinch me, like,
right.
how cool is this
right.
that I become friends with Pat Summerall?
Yeah, that's amazing, yeah. dude.
Yeah, he was in the hospital recovering from broken hip
yeah.
surgery.
And I think it's okay to say, I'm pretty sure it's okay to say this. Mm-hmm. Pat is a recovering alcoholic
mm-hmm.
and became a born-again Christian several years ago. So as he got sick, as he got older, he wasn't able to take the... he wasn't able to take medications that some of us could take because we didn't have to worry about an addiction. You know what I mean?
I see. Mm-hmm.
So going to the hospital is always tougher for people in that situation.
I would imagine, yeah.
You know, because you have to do things without any treatment, without any medication.
Mm-hmm.
So just a wonderful man, a great guy.
Grew up listening to him.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he will be missed. John Madden said a lot of nice things about him yesterday. I didn't know John was still around.
Oh, yeah. John's still around.
Yeah. Does he do anything? John Madden?
He's giving out those turkey legs, isn't
probably
he?
Probably making lots of money off that game.
Yeah, he's got Madden football, the video game.
That's true.
Yeah. That
which
bus.
Pat Summerall used to be in with him.
He ought to get money every time that Frank Caliendo does an impression of him.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, you ready to talk about this this thing that's bigger than Twitter now?
Yep.
Yeah.
WhatsApp Messenger. Huh? WhatsApp.
I got it.
You have it?
I got it.
I said one out of five of us might have it.
I got it. It's 99 cents,
WhatsApp?
Have you ever used it?
Yeah. I use it all the time.
See, I could not see you spending 99 cents on anything and not using it.
This was like when we went on a bachelor party, we all started a group on WhatsApp so we would be able to tell each other if somebody got lost. I get to talk to my family in Mexico with it because it's a messenger, so I don't have to spend money on my...
It's basically free texting, essentially. And WhatsApp has attracted more monthly users than the 200 million that Twitter claims it has. More than Twitter. WhatsApp carries as many as 20 billion messages a day.
Wow.
Double Facebook's daily traffic.
Is it like a BBM that you can only have on the BlackBerry?
No, you can have it on the
messaging.
Is it like the BBM?
It's like BBM in that it's free. That's the only way it's like BBM. It's not
well,
private and protected.
App, but okay.
Yeah.
Right.
It's free to it's free
a one-time 99 cent fee.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's ideal for people in Europe especially. Because if you live in England and you're texting somebody in France, you're paying international charges.
Oh, I see.
So this is a way to avoid international charges completely.
Like when we went to London for the Olympics, that's how I communicated with Kinsey.
You've had this thing for a year.
Oh, I've had this thing for longer than that.
I never even heard of it.
Since I got my probably two years maybe.
Wow. I never even heard of it.
No, me neither.
I got it when I got my iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and somebody told me about it. I guess this was it. When I was very briefly speaking to someone who happened to live in Canada.
So Galay.
Galay. Russell.
I didn't even get around to downloading it because that ended. Yeah. No, it was after us.
Like our buddy that moved to Australia, that's how I talked to him.
Okay.
So, it's really cool if you have friends that live outside the country, too.
Huh. WhatsApp, it's a one-time download fee of 99 cents, and then everything is free after that.
That's cool.
And so they're going to ruin it, right? They're going to put ads on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you do. That's what Twitter's doing now.
Yeah.
You know what WhatsApp says? No, we won't. No, we won't put ads on it. Quit saying what we're going to do. We don't know what we're going to do.
Not if I pay 99 cents, you're not going to put an ad.
They're like, there's nothing. Well, that's not very much, JC.
I don't care.
You don't care.
I paid.
Okay.
You know what?
They're like, no, we know there's nothing more annoying than having to sift through all these stupid banner ads while you're trying to use an app. So there will never be advertising on WhatsApp.
Well, I say they won't have it. They won't have ads on it while they own it. If they're not going to make money that way, they'll sell the company. If they're making a dollar off each user, and there's 200 million.
You're so smart, Al. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
They put the ads on, they limit the number of people that'll buy it. So they want to do is get as many users as possible, then sell it to somebody huge.
Right.
They'll put the ads on to get their money back.
For 20 or 30 times what it's worth.
Because if you're actually paying for something, you don't expect it to have the banners, right?
I get that, but you know what? I pay for Hulu every month.
Right.
I still have ads.
Yeah.
I still have to watch the commercials.
But it's one commercial.
Hulu's not free?
No, you can have a Prime membership to Hulu. Hulu for $99 or $9.95 a month, something like that.
I didn't know that.
And it's kind of like Pandora became the radio. You know, when you pay for it, you can skip the commercials.
Yeah.
And when you don't, sometimes you can't skip a certain number of songs.
But what people don't want is to pay for it and have to watch commercials.
Yeah.
And that's what Twitter is doing. Well, we don't pay for Twitter, though.
You know, they got to make some money. You go to the movie theater, you pay for a movie, but you still have to watch commercials.
People don't think that anymore.
Go
read my Facebook page. They get mad at me because the Kid Nation app isn't working. You know, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. You know, I'm working on that and stuff. Well, you don't cut that all the time. And I'm like, I will happily give you your money back. What'd you pay for that? What'd you pay to eat up my bandwidth and take my
It's still frustrating, and you can understand that.
I do, totally. Don't put it out if it doesn't work. I agree. I agree with that. But
I mean, our whole board doesn't work, and you see how frustrated you get when you have to press something more than once. So.
Paid a good deal of money for that, though.
I don't know.
It works.
This is not the same price as the Kid Nation app, this board. Double Your Pay is coming up in 13 minutes with Kid Craddock in the morning. So should I get that, or do I have any reason to have it?
I don't
text people out of the country. I can't think of anybody.
Well, I mean, I have unlimited texting.
Yeah, so do I.
So
yeah, I mean,
but you would pay to text somebody in England.
Sure.
Okay.
If I have,
and it's cool if you go out with your buddies and stuff, and you just want to keep each other in a group. So it's not like a group text where it annoys everybody. It's just if you got the app open, it'll show up.
Dude, I'm just like getting into Haytel.
And have you seen that Find My Friends or Follow My Friends?
Oh, yeah, I got it right here.
You can track if someone lets you onto their phone.
Yeah. I took that
off. You
can
track your friends.
Exactly where they are.
I tried to get everybody to do this on the kids trip, and none of you opted in.
I got in, but
I thought it would be cool if we could all know where each other is, at least for the 4 days that we're at Disney World for the kids trip.
That must have been before I got my iPhone, because I don't remember anything.
No, I did get that one, and you were always unavailable.
I was?
Yeah, you have to accept it.
Yeah, just to you. Yeah. No, you didn't even request me. I'm looking at it right now.
Well, I deleted it off my phone.
You never requested me.
It's kind of freaky, though.
See, Kelly and it will just start zooming in on the map.
You have your location on. Yeah. Like if kid was driving, if we wanted to know if he was late to work.
Yeah.
And we didn't know, and he's like, "Oh, I'm on my way." Yeah. It would show if he was.
It would show exactly
at his
where
house,
I am.
A little dot.
Like the cars on Uber.
So yes, how exactly. You, like the
it's really cool
Uber.
Because if you're in, like my friend Ben has it on his phone and I have it on mine and we both use it. He lives in New York, and so St. Patrick's Day parade we get separated so easy. It's one thing to say, "Yeah, I'm on this street and this street." Well, there's a million people on that street.
Yeah.
With this, I can just walk until I get walk right up to them.
But what if your girl asks you, "Do you want to be on this with me?" Find your friends, and you don't really want to be.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly.
How do you have that uncomfortable conversation?
These these apps are created by women, of course.
Yeah, to keep up with men.
Yeah, to put a GPS collar
that's
on them.
Exactly what it is.
Yeah. What it is.
I got conversation with married friends at brunch the other day about it because he wanted to have it and she didn't. It
oh,
was
he
so
wanted
awkward.
It.
She didn't want to have it.
Wow, is she creeping?
No, she's not.
Oh, she creeping.
She creeping.
No, she's not.
She creeper.
What happens if you want to do a surprise? What happens if you want to lie because you're doing something?
You can turn it off. You can turn it off whenever you want.
Well, that's suspicious.
Then you've got even more explaining to do.
Yeah.
Why'd you turn off your fine friend? What you doing that you don't want me to do?
Yeah, that's what happens.
Man, I just
opens up a huge can of worms.
Yeah. Worst app ever.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
All right, we'll do our contest in less than a minute. So I got to hurry with this Boston Marathon update.
Okay.
We did not get the news that we wanted yesterday. There's very little information coming out. What we wanted is to know who did this and where are they and why.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found out was none of that. We did find out that of the three people killed in the bombing, Crystal Campbell was one of them, 29, from Arlington, Mass. She was at the marathon cheering on her friend. Her parents were initially told that she had survived. Isn't that terrible? And when they got to the hospital, she found out she hadn't. She actually... arrested on the scene, expired on the scene. 8-year-old Martin Richard of Dorchester, we heard about him yesterday.
Cute kid, too.
The third victim's name hasn't been released. He was a graduate student from China who was studying at Boston U and watching the marathon with a few friends.
I think it's a girl.
Yeah, the Chinese embassy said, or the consulate said, they weren't going to release the name out of respect for the family's wishes.
It's a girl, huh?
Yeah, she's no, but I think they did because I just saw the photo this morning. It was all over the Daily Mail.
Oh, that's messed up.
People are going to scramble to find out the identity no matter what the family wants.
And that's rude.
If the patterns we've seen in the past hold true, this is looking more and more like it might be a domestic bombing as opposed to international terrorism.
Right, because if it was an international terrorist, they would immediately
take credit.
Yeah. There's the Pakistani Taliban, I think it was, wanted everybody to know we didn't do this.
Yeah,
they
said
this wasn't us, and that was kind of odd.
Some of these, you get hot leads right away. Timothy McVeigh was caught like an hour afterwards. Some of them, like the Atlanta Olympics bombing, took a year to find a suspect.
Well, remember how horrible it was in Atlanta when they blamed the wrong man.
Richard something,
And his life was just ruined.
Yeah. Investigators figured out the bombs were regular kitchen pressure cookers that you could buy off of Amazon, stuffed with ball bearings and nails.
So they did use the ball bearings.
Yeah.
In one of them. They said one was packed with nails and one with shrapnel metal shards and just everything.
And then the pressure cookers also come apart and that becomes shrapnel as well. And basically, they were just basically really powerful pipe bombs is what they used. The bombs are crucial for the investigation because right now the trail is really cold. There are more than 1,000 law enforcement people on this case. FBI, local police, no suspects have been identified. You know, they did question that Saudi national, the 20-year-old who
went to his
running
house,
away
was injured.
Went to his house, and he has been cleared. He had nothing to do with this. No terrorist organization or anyone else has claimed responsibility. And... Homeland Security believes this is an isolated incident and not part of a bigger plot against the U.S. The death toll has remained at 3, but the number injured is up now to 176, including 17 in critical condition, and many of them were maimed.
Even the cops at the airport are, like, asking people, do you have any footage?
Any video,
do you have any video that we
can signs all over Logan Airport.
Yeah.
That shows how cold the trail is, which also suggests that this is the work of one guy, you know?
Just drop a couple duffel bags.
Yeah, that would be the hardest thing to when you look at scenarios, what would be the hardest to figure out? That would be the hardest to.
They said that they were in black trash bags, is what they think.
I thought it was duffel bags.
Was it duffel bags?
Duffel bags and backpacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But who knows?
I mean, who knows?
Somebody
knows something, though, because people that weird person.
Somebody knows.
That you might, I don't want to think he would do that. But somebody knows.
But then again, the people that go in and shoot up schools and stuff. They don't tell anybody ahead of time.
Oh,
yeah, but you know things. I mean, people have odd
Yeah, but like the Newtown, I mean,
they have one person that they usually tell. Yeah.
You know if a kid's going to do that.
You know.
I'm sorry. I mean, I think the parent, yes.
Wow. You don't want to believe they're capable of something like that. Yeah. I think a lot of people lie to themselves.
I read that Columbine book about the two, and even the parents, when they interview them, I mean, they feel horrible.
After
but they're
the
like,
fact,
they're signs. You know.
Right. All right, let's try to double up the money right here.
Well, let's just shift gears.
Well, we have to, Kelly.
I know we do.
It's time.
Giving away money right now. We'll take the amount of money you made your last 2 weeks, and we'll match it. And if you tweet it or Facebook, double my pay, we will double it. Here are today's three names. Adam Ackerman, Elizabeth Kent, Lauren Gardner. Adam Ackerman, Elizabeth Kent, Lauren Gardner. 10 minutes on the clock, but the first one in wins at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
First one in wins. Elizabeth Kent, Adam Ackerman, Lauren Gardner. Call right now to win your money with Kid Craddock in the morning. All right, I was thinking... Oh no. Oh, boy.
What is it? Oh, Kent is calling?
Yeah.
Hello?
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 Hey, Kent.
Just heard.
Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, you've reached the office of What the Hell Productions.
Oh,
home
wow.
of the California cool mom, Kenzie.
She didn't have a production.
Which is me, also Jesse's wife, and I'm speaking to you now, What the Hell. Who's calling me, What the Hell? Is that you, Jesse?
No, you called me.
I can smell your protein shake to the phone. Why are you calling me?
Man, well, you complain
don't
so
you have
much
work
about
to
those.
Do?
I'm at work.
Your stinky protein shakes, so gross.
They are gross, Kenzie. I have your back.
Does she bite you or something?
I would rather grind up shoes and drink that.
It's actually pretty good.
They are good.
I can't spend all morning answering all your questions, Jesse. I have a busy life, okay?
I don't have any questions.
I am an entrepreneur, as you know. And I'm also pregnant and a mom and a wife and a superstar. And don't you forget that. I'm a hot, cool California mom.
Okay.
I'm just like Gwyneth Paltrow, except way younger and hotter.
I love the fact that you've incorporated yourself. I don't really even know what that means.
You're talking about my business?
Yeah.
As you know, I started my own online boutique.
Boutique.
Yeah.
If you own it, you have to know how to say it, Kenzie.
I was trying to say it the French way, boutique.
Fancy like that.
It's called stylemckenzie.com, which is also happens to be the name of our unborn daughter.
No.
It's convenient.
StyleMckenzie.com. Her middle name's going to be .com.
No, it's not.
StyleMckenzie.com, Chavez.
No, she'll get me
at least I'm giving you the last name. So well, put your bitch in. So I have great news.
Oh, what?
I went to the owner of Style McKenzie yesterday, the big boss, and I got a raise, $500 a month more. Whoa. I must be doing a great job.
Wait, Kenzie, you gave yourself a raise?
It's hard to be your own boss.
You can't give yourself a raise.
Yesterday, I had this employee come and ask me for a $500 raise, but she's so awesome, I had to give it to her.
Well, you're your only employee, aren't you, Kenzie?
You talking to me as the boss now or the employee?
I don't know.
It's not easy being your own boss because when you're the boss, you can't, like, flirt with yourself to get a day off.
Right.
Like, can I pretty please have tomorrow off for the Victoria's Secret fashion show? I have to get ready.
Yeah, I hate that.
They always think I'm going to be in it. I never am. I'm just watching it.
Mm.
I'm such a cool California mom.
I know you
told
us.
Okay.
Jesse.
Yeah?
More good news.
What?
The company, Style McKenzie, had a sales contest last month. And I won. I'm the top producer.
Congratulations.
For
you only have one sale a month.
So I get an all expenses paid trip to Hawaii.
Wow.
I don't think you made enough to go to Hawaii.
Amazing.
Isn't that amazeballs?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Hawaii.
See, the point
such a
is,
young company.
We should save the money and then use it to get more product and then so you can make more money off that product and start building.
Jesse. I'll take a girlfriend with me. It's no big deal. Get ready for the hot, cool California mom on the beach, everybody. It's going to be awesome.
You can't travel in a couple months anyways.
I don't think she really understands how that all worked.
Good for her. I mean, nice she's making money hand over fist.
She must be.
All nice those bonuses and raises.
Front that trip like that. That's amazing.
Top producer.
Yes.
Well, only producer.
When's the next sale? I mean, I don't understand how this works.
She does it, I think she's doing it. One day a month. So
one day a month?
Yeah, she'll do one flash sale. And she'll have flash sales here and there, but she's doing it one.
So she only opens the store one day a month?
We don't have enough money to buy enough products, so we have enough to open up for a day.
Hey, so dude. When you have enough,
you serious,
then maybe
that's
it'll
the reason?
Be...
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe eventually it'll be once a week, and then how
Yeah, we'd want to grow it to like twice a month.
What if you have kids that go on and go, if you think you might want to buy something later, send me the money now.
No.
Hey, she had some cute stuff that... unfortunately, we were doing an appearance, and so by the time I was able to log on, everything was gone.
Yeah.
There were things on there I would have definitely bought.
Yeah. But it's so, like those other sites, like Guilt Group and stuff like that. It's
get it or it's gone.
Yeah,
that makes you
right.
More,
yeah. People are like, oh, my God, yeah. I can get on there right away.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's like front row Rihanna tickets or something.
So she has like three or four of each thing, and then they yeah. sell out as, yeah. as they
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
Don't say there's three or four. It makes it sound
well, I don't know.
No,
I don't know what the...
300 or 400.
No,
it, some of them she has
better.
10 of. Some of them she has yeah. three or four, depending on how much it costs okay. to get.
Just starting.
Wholesale.
I mean, it's really amazing how...
Why?
I'm saying that stupid word.
Oh, you got
it's
it.
It's really yeah. incredible
yeah.
how stay-at-home moms who are looking for a way to make some income in the family are using Facebook. And
yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's really
I mean,
cool.
It'll take them, it takes you like 6 months to a year to finally start earning a little bit of money, but...
Depends if you're getting a yeah. lot of radio time. Yeah, that would, but, I thought that would make a huge difference
she has
a friend, business.
She has a friend who has no radio
yeah.
she's husband, doing good. And she's doing, she's yeah. selling out just as
awesome.
Well.
And
yeah.
my best friend, roommate Holly, she has a girlfriend who's married and stay-at-home mom, and then another friend who's a lawyer, and they decided to do the same kind of thing about a year ago called Glam Grab, and it's just jewelry. Same thing, and I didn't even know you could do that on Facebook.
Yeah.
So
I didn't either.
They were doing it once a month, and now they have like 100,000 Facebook likes.
Yeah.
They're not on the radio.
And I've got a friend, a guy friend who's a stay-at-home dad, and he does dirty phone talk trend today. Doing awesome.
Is that lucrative?
Yeah.
Very nice.
I can imagine. What are you wearing right now?
Stay-at-home dad.
Wait a minute. Really? We got somebody on right now?
Yeah, man.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Adam Ackerman.
Adam Ackerman's on
you
the phone,
you know what
you
I love?
What?
This is a guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never win contests on Kid Craddock in the morning
or anywhere else,
right? Right. Well, that's what we always hear.
Yeah.
Six toe won, remember?
Yeah,
six toe. Yeah,
six toe was the winner on Monday.
Yeah, yeah. I can't forget six toe ever.
Six toe won 1,300, and then Brandy Lynn Runnels yesterday doubled up to 3,000. See how much we're going to be giving you as we double your pay right now. At least I hope we do. We're going to match it anyway. So. So tell me, please, Adam, what did you put in on Kid Nation as the amount we need to pay you right now?
I think it was $1,500.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Is that what it was? Yeah. We're getting confirmation it was
$1,500.
He did sound like Hank Hill there.
Oh, I like $1,500.
That's pretty awesome because you know what's going to happen right now? I'm going to give you $1,500 in cash. Congratulations.
Nice. Look at that, Adam.
That easy.
Hey, Adam, can you say, dang it, Bobby?
What was that?
Dang it, Bobby.
Can you say, dang it, Bobby?
Dang it, Bobby.
Yeah.
Sound like Hank Hill, man.
I love it.
All right. Big Al, ask him the question.
All right, Adam. We need to know, did you post on your Facebook or your Twitter, double my pay Kid Craddock?
Yes, I did.
Between midnight and now.
Oh, between midnight and now, yes. Today,
we can verify it, so I don't believe he's a liar.
If that is the case, you have just won from Kid Craddock in the morning, $3,000 in cash. Congratulations.
All right.
Yeah.
Yay. What are you going to use it for?
We're going to go on vacation or something.
All right. Well, have a good time with that. Hang on a minute.
You might want to buy some propane.
Yeah. Buy some propane.
Propane.
You know, $3,000, you're not going to get like a, whoa, that's amazing. That's fantastic.
It's a guy.
$3,000.
It's a dude.
It's a guy, you know.
He thinks that's cool. I could tell.
You know what? Let me take $3,000 out of Adam's checking account. See if he, you know, wants me to be excited.
Oh, my gosh.
You think Adam was wanting me to be excited?
Expectations.
No, it's a dude. I, you know, it's fine.
I know. But, you know, when you're given that kind of money, you want. You know, it's half the fun of giving is seeing somebody's reaction.
No, it's actually what I get back from the giving is that you're excited about it.
Oh,
who wants to help somebody out and have them be like, yeah, all right, whatever.
I know. It's like with my dad. He's the hardest person in the world to buy anything for. And so you like go above and beyond to get him something that you'll finally get a reaction out of him.
Harder than like Warren Buffett?
Harder than like getting Adam excited.
Oh, wow. Yes. So
no,
give me
just
a tip.
Anything.
How do you do it?
I don't know. I just try to like, because my dad doesn't care about sports. All he ever asks for is socks that goes up to his knees because he can't stand
black,
when he crosses his
black
legs.
Ones with the sandals?
Well, he wants more than one pair because if they all match, then he doesn't have to think about it when he pulls them out.
Does he wear them with shorts?
That's genius.
No, but when he crosses his legs, he doesn't want skin showing. So he wants all the way up to the knee socks above the calf, they're called.
See if Brady's going to turn on some people with the
No, it's just you don't want to see show men no that skin. Cross their legs and their
And then you
got
to have new ones because your old ones start falling asleep on you.
So he asks for that, and he always asks for cologne.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And you just want to do something different and exciting. And when I do something, and then you get the same.
Whatever you do, don't give them $3,000.
I know.
Kid, why don't you just keep a stock reaction from like a male crier? Like known male crier, like a Bradley Cooper or Bubba Watson. And that way, when a male doesn't react, you can just play them crying.
Cal Ripken.
Yeah. Good T.O.
That's my quarterback.
We used to have a stock stunt winner that we'd have on.
Yeah.
But I found it to be too humiliating for the person that won because we'd say, your reaction's not very good. Let's bring in the stunt winner.
Yeah. Well, you just don't have to say anything.
Yeah.
Right. You just pot them down.
Just like you did.
Put the other one up.
Yeah.
That's too fake, Kelly.
The guy from Intervention.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Closed captioning provided by
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Welcome back to the show. Congratulations to Adam Ackerman, who just got us for $3,000 on Kid Craddock Double My Pay. That is if he did in fact tweet or Facebook status Kid Craddock Double My Pay sometime between midnight last night and the time we did the contest. That's the only time. That window of 7 hours is like the only time that it's acceptable to tweet or, you know, where it matters.
Each day, yeah.
Yeah. Anytime after that is annoying. So, and doesn't do any good. So make sure you do it between midnight and 7 a.m.
Got it.
So right when you wake up, just today's the day. Kid Craddock's going to double my pay.
Never know.
Don't do this forever. It's going to end soon, but.
Yeah.
Sure love you to, you know, try it out. I hate to hear people winning money and think that there's people that didn't even sign up. So go sign up, kidnation.com, K-I-D-D, nation.com. That's all you got to do. Ready for the love letters, Kelly?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, it is Wednesday, isn't it?
How are you feeling about it
today? I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Kelly doles out advice, no-nonsense advice to people that write us. And they know, Kelly, they know the deal. You're not going to mamby-pamby and be all, you're the best. You're going to tell
them
what's really up.
I very rarely say that.
Love letters.
Here we go.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Amy says, I've reconnected with my first love through LinkedIn.
Ooh, LinkedIn.
LinkedIn.
Wow.
Don't think of that as a dating site.
No.
Yeah. Oh.
He and I dated in high school, which was about 20 years ago, and broke up because he's older and wasn't going off to college. We tried the long distance thing. It didn't work. Well, I've thought about him a lot over the years, but especially now that my 18-year marriage has come to an end.
Well, there you go.
He's in his second marriage, but we still go back and forth with flirty emails and texts every day.
He lives
500 miles away, but he travels a lot for work. We are considering seeing each other again, but I'm worried that could be dangerous.
Oh, really?
You think?
But on the other hand, I'd sure love some closure for this relationship.
It's closed!
Our being together was forbidden back then because he's black and I'm not. But I'm a grown woman now, and I don't need my parents' permission. What do you think, Kelly? Did she ever mention, like,
he's married.
The problem that he's married?
No.
Kind of glazed.
He was forbidden back then.
He's married for a second.
Because he's black. But now he's still black, but he's married.
I know.
And
what do you need closure on? There's no closure.
It's closed.
You've had 18 years of closure.
This is the problem with social media websites. They are leading to a lot of divorces, I'm afraid, because people do.
They reconnect.
I'm curious what they're doing. Look them up. You connect. You start flirting.
You start thinking about how that googly feeling you had back then, you know.
Right. And everything, 18 years, a lot can change in 18 years. He is not the same person.
He's married.
He is feeding off of this. You are and he's black. Yeah, that's really, he's feeding off this. You are stroking his ego. And once you stroke something else and he dumps you, you might be responsible for breaking up somebody else's marriage.
Yeah.
And that is too much of a temptation. You just need to nip it in the bud. I know it's going to be hard because it's very exciting and very thrilling, especially when you just got dumped and you're feeling like nobody's ever going to want you. So let me go back to the well from almost 20 years ago. You really want ending a marriage on your conscience? Because that's what you're playing with.
You know, Amy probably has a job somewhere. And I'll bet there's someone in that job who, a woman in that job, whose husband left her for another woman. Go talk to her.
Look at the pain.
Go talk to her and see the face of the victim, you know, and see what that feels like.
Yeah.
And how
then,
you get them is how you lose them, and it's the truth, and it plays out time and time again, and karma is a bee, and it bites you in the butt eventually.
Is she going to listen?
No.
All right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm Becca, and I've been in a relationship with a guy for the past 6 months. We started getting really serious and talking about marriage back in December.
You've been with him 6 months as of now.
That's what I'm thinking.
So in 2 months in, they were already talking about marriage.
He even asked me to go look at rings.
Oh,
whoa.
Well, after Christmas, he had a change of heart and decided we were moving too fast.
So we
took marriage off the table after 2 months. Right before spring break, he broke up with me saying he's not ready for a relationship and needs time for himself.
Well,
he's going on spring break.
Yeah, you have to go make out with girls.
No, he's a 33-year-old single dad.
It doesn't matter.
We split and I gave him his space. He spent 2 weeks trying to reach me, and I finally decided to hear what he had to say, and he said he misses me and wants to get back together, but take it slow. So I agreed to that, and so far I'm not liking it, Kelly. I only see him once a week and talk to him every 2 or 3 days. Should I stick it out, date, have fun with him, and hope for the best, or leave and stop investing my time on a guy who acts like he has major commitment issues? By the way, I'm a 28-year-old single mom. He's a 33-year-old single dad.
I don't know. You're not happy. Why would you stay if I tell you to stay? It doesn't sound like it's working out.
He got something else.
She's
not happy because she wants more.
He's not.
Yeah, and he's not giving it to her. Yeah. And I'm sure when you're a single mom, it's really nice to picture, oh, he already has children. We're going to be this perfect blended family. And you have this fantasy. Well, the fantasy you need to go ahead and get rid of because that's already been dashed.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. I'm not going to give you permission to stay when you're not even happy. You're not even acting like this is. You don't say you love him. You don't say anything except for he's single with a kid. Yeah. I'm single with a kid, and I don't ever get to see him.
Right.
Well, then give it a shot.
Every time I hear a woman say, you know, I keep thinking in the back of my head, whatever they say after that is usually 100% right.
Well,
women have such great intuition that
they don't follow it all the time.
As guys, we're jealous. No, they ignore it most of the time.
Yeah, they do ignore it.
But as guys, we're jealous of that. I'm jealous of a woman's intuition.
Yeah.
A woman can stand beside you and go, he's not a good guy. That guy you're hanging out, he's not a good guy.
But you think.
And you're like, what are you talking about? He's a great guy. And you find out later he's a terrible guy. Yeah.
But you think nobody's ever, this is your only shot. Nobody else is ever going to want you. These are the things that play out in your head.
At 28?
He's better than nothing. Trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sure it is a kid. And when you've invested a certain amount of time into something.
Six months.
To let it go.
Yeah.
Well, not with that.
And they weren't even like,
if it moved from that to that, Jenna, from looking at rings to dating once a week, that's going backwards, isn't it?
I wouldn't have lasted in the ring shopping 2 months.
Yeah, that's creepy. Ugh. Especially when you have children involved. That's the thing, is you're toying with their emotions.
You can get caught up. Everybody does.
You do get caught up, but then, okay, you got burned, and now you know, next time, let's not introduce the kids to the guy too quickly on and start talking marriage when you really don't know. Truly, the courtship phase is what, maybe 6 months?
Uh-huh.
That's when you're putting on your best behavior.
And then you're living with somebody.
And then you realize, oh, well, he does this and it really annoys me. Oh, I don't like the way he spoke to that waiter.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh, he doesn't have a good relationship with his mother. How he treats women? You know,
he makes a little less money than I think he told me, you know? Mm-hmm. Wow, I thought he made this
money. But if a guy pulls back like that, I mean, I think I always tell my girlfriends, it's the hardest thing to do. Go. I mean, let him go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the hardest thing to do. If he's going to call you once a week, you're giving him what he wants. So it's
a
like, let him
call.
Go.
It's and a booty call.
And the hard thing is, you know, if he doesn't miss you, I mean, he might not. So just, you just got to let it go. He'll come back if he does.
He's just not that into
you. Yeah. Mm, oh, that's so painful.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall wants to know, how much alone time does a man need in a week? My husband works hard Monday through Friday, so I try and let him do what he wants on the weekends, but I'm finding that as time goes on, he's spending more and more time doing whatever that thing is. Sometimes he's out of the house before I wake up on Saturday morning and doesn't come home till it's dark.
Ooh.
He tells me that I'm clingy and I don't respect his need for guy time, but I have needs too. I married him so we could spend our lives together, not hang out at the house alone just about every second of the weekend while he's off doing who knows what. Is there anywhere to meet in the middle? I'm starting to think he just wants to escape from me after a long week at work. Am I just being a girl about this? Kendall.
I don't think you're just being a girl, but he obviously doesn't want to be around you. I mean, that's just the harsh reality of it right there.
That's true. You know what I mean? Yeah, there she goes.
I mean, but it's true. If
she's using sometimes the word escape if y'all don't, and clingy.
Sometimes if y'all don't ask us to be with you, we'll want to be with you more. Have you found that to be true, kid? I mean, like if a girl, if she kind of acts like a cat, you know, we talk about this cat and the dog thing. If you kind of act like you,
the dog is like, where are you going? Where are you going? What are you doing? I want to go. What are you? And the cat is like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
And guys do better with the cat.
Yeah.
Because we're the dog and we want the cat to love us.
Yeah. So sometimes if you just kind of chill and not maybe nag or whatever you call it.
Well, that's the thing. It's like when the weekend rolls around, are you presenting him with the honey do list?
And this isn't,
you know, and that's why he's like, I've got to work 5 days a week. I don't want to spend my whole weekend. I'm just saying that could be one thing.
She lets him do whatever he wants. It's one of those, it's not like they're dating, they're married, and you marry somebody you want to be with,
you want to
hang out with.
He's He is at the least bored.
Yeah, they've grown apart. She needs to find...
If he's leaving in the morning, come back at night.
But like the whole weekend he's gone, I mean, at least
okay,
one day.
Okay, baby, I'm going to work out. Then I'm going to go by this place. Then I'm going to go grab a drink.
Like when I was married, I had days like that. Like a Saturday where I would go play golf from like 8 in the morning until 7 at night. And they were like incredible days. Like, oh my God, what a great day.
Yeah.
But it was once in a lifetime. You didn't do it every weekend.
And then you got wrath to pay when you get home.
Well, hopefully not.
No, you plan it out. You get like once a month where you get to go out and do whatever you want.
The woman will be reasonable about it if you're reasonable about it.
Yeah, but then you grow apart if you're spending zero time together every week. Yeah. You need to remember what it was that got his fires burning before, and maybe, and you feel
light
so stupid
up.
As a woman. I mean, honestly, sometimes the things you do to try to get a man's attention, you might feel silly if you haven't worn something sexy for him in a long time.
Don't feel silly.
And honestly, even though you're married, it's still setting yourself up for rejection. What if you go all out and do something really over the top romantic and he shuts you down? That's a big fear.
You're projecting what you guys would do, because when we try to be romantic as a guy, like we put the rose petals or we light the candles around the bathtub, you laugh at us.
Yeah,
and you're afraid that we're going to laugh at you. We don't laugh at you because there's sex involved. We will not laugh.
There's no laughing.
That is no laughing matter.
No, not funny.
This is as serious as a heart attack.
When the flame has been snuffed out, it's hard to rekindle it.
Whatever
she's going to have, if she
the dude. No.
Yeah. Unless she's happy, unless she just decides this is my life, I can say I've got a man, and that counts for something for a lot of women.
Yeah.
Unless you really want to, I would just try to start making him want to stay home.
There you go.
You should make him go to ballet.
What?
Make him go to ballet.
Make him go to ballet.
That's
make
divorce to, right there.
Ballet.
You go to
take him. Take him to a wedding show at the convention center.
And then on
the
way,
a big Saturday plan.
Stop by the fabric store.
Fabric store. Guys love that. Pick out some fabric.
Yeah. Plan you know what? Tell
doilies
him.
Doilies and stuff.
Oh, plan a scrapbooking night.
Oh, scrapbooking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's just go shopping with you so we get to sit in that chair in the women's department.
Yeah, the whole time.
Stop first, it.
Send a calendar alert to his phone scheduling 1 hour. Quote, just to talk.
Oh, I love that.
He'll love that.
No, send him a text saying, I've got something special waiting for you when you get home tonight. And send him a couple sexy texts.
He'd be
or
like,
tell him,
hamburger helper?
No.
You got season 3 of Breaking
sexy
Bad?
Again.
You washed your sweatpants?
You got a hot naked model in there?
Tell him, hey, I know you're busy on the weekends, but I want you three weekends from now, this weekend, I am taking you away for a surprise weekend, and make it Super Sex Weekend.
Super Sex Weekend?
Yeah.
Be there. Be there.
Sunday.
Oh, the Undertaker will be there.
Okay, I'm trying to be helpful, and y'all are making a mockery.
You're very helpful. You
She's
just brought
obviously
up Super Sex
in
at
pain.
The Coliseum Super Sex Weekend.
But wait, there's more.
Dirt bikes and sex.
Everybody's coming. Don't miss it.
Sunday. I'm telling you.
Oh, man.
Love
that. Last one. Love that. I'm excited. I haven't even heard of Super Sex Weekend.
Oh,
okay.
Fun.
I'm going to say from the first line of this letter that Steve doesn't know who he's writing to on Love Letters to Kelly.
Oh, yeah?
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Well, that's me, so he does.
My wife is embarrassingly cheap.
But I'm not.
I work too hard and make too much money for her to be buying everything from the freaking dollar store. I went through our bank statement last month, and somehow she managed to spend $380 at different versions of the dollar store. I now have dollar store toilet paper, which is like prison toilet paper. Food, tools, candy, all from the dollar store. She even buys her lady products there. We argue about her being so cheap, and she said I should be thankful not to have some high-maintenance diva with Botox in her lips who owes more money than she'll ever make.
They don't put Botox in your lips, first.
Yes, I'm grateful to have a little extra money in the bank, but it'd be nice to have my parents come over every now and then and not complain about the white trash house that they have to come visit.
Aww,
with all the toilet
on.
Paper tidbits being stuck to their rears from prison toilet paper.
Kelly, you don't buy toilet paper at the dollar store.
No,
do
I don't. You know what? I invest in toilet paper and detergent because.
Good.
How can I at least move my wife's stupid cheap nature up to a reasonably spending wife who shops at Target sometimes instead of the dollar store?
Target's fabulous.
There you go.
Why don't you just make a list of things? Say, look, honey, I understand you love the dollar store, but just these items I'd rather go ahead and spend the money on. Toilet paper, obviously, is a big sticking point for this gentleman.
Right. Food.
So why don't we say, from now on, you can buy whatever you want from the dollar store. I'll let you have it except for these things. And this is just it's a simple compromise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So, no more cans of expired soup in the dollar store.
They're not expired. Yeah. Read the labels. I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah, they scratch them out, Kelly, and they write in a new
date.
No,
I have found expired food on the stores of regular, the shelves of regular stores.
I don't know. Sale turkey on that table just freaks me out.
Especially when it's not refrigerated.
At all.
Yeah.
They have produce sections at certain 99 cents only stores.
Oh,
it's the truth.
What a dream come true. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it.
99 cent seller.
Look at it. It's just... What
the bananas are more bruised than a stripper's leg.
They're not. Y'all.
If you'd like to write a love letter to Kelly, please don't write it about finances or being cheap.
No, I'm just saying, I don't buy my toilet paper from the dollar store. Yeah, because it's like one ply. It is cheaper for a reason.
So everything is.
If you have your certain sticking points.
The batteries die sooner.
It ain't called the dollar quality store.
They're cheaper, so you do have to change them out more often. But still, in the long run, it makes more sense to buy your batteries from the dollar store.
Are you done? Are you done?
You know how passionate I am.
The batteries just die.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Can we talk more about the Super Sex Weekend?
Yeah, it's coming up next. Yeah, you bet.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Good morning.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
We're back, and Friday is going to be a huge show on Kid Craddock in the morning because we will all be channeling our inner Scooter Braun.
Yep.
We asked for Scooter to come on the show and tell us, how do you become the biggest pop talent scout in the country or in the world even?
Yeah.
And he gave us some tips.
Basically, it was spend hours on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the big advice.
And applying your professional experience to seeing like what's going to be the next big thing. Like, look at what Scooter has helped to do with Psy. Gangnam Style, of course, was ridiculously big.
Yeah, but didn't he come on after?
This is his work. The new
From now
video.
On, it will be him.
The new video, Gentlemen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it good?
It's got like 60 million hits.
It's all, in 4 days, it's up to like 70 million hits.
Okay, is it good?
Yeah, it's good. It's really funny.
Did you see how many people...
One joke after another.
Scooter posted a picture of Psy's show in South Korea. He had like a stadium sold out.
Wow.
That dude is
one hit.
Crazy
no,
famous
he's been a big
there.
Deal over there
Has
already.
He?
Now we're just finding out about
him. Well, yeah, because he obviously had plenty of money to make that first video. Right. That wasn't cheap. Yeah.
Right.
So Scooter has got now Psy. He's got Carly Rae Jepsen. Of course, he has Justin Bieber. And so he told us how to go do this. And so that's what we've done. Each of us has gone out and chosen an artist with very, very difficult rules on this. They had to have fewer than 100,000 hits on all of their online videos combined.
Yeah.
So this has got to be some... 100,000 today is not very many hits for somebody that's
out.
Good. Yeah.
So if you post 100 videos and they each get 1,000,
yeah.
You're done.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, for this contest, you're done.
So we haven't announced the names on this yet. We want it to be a total surprise for everybody listening. But Friday morning, each of them will be coming in and we'll have an on-air talent show.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys and Scooter will help decide which one of us did the best job in choosing the talent.
Well, I think it's obvious based on the clips we played yesterday or the other day who has the best talent in this competition.
I think it is too.
I think it is too. Yeah.
So we all agree
completely
on that.
Completely obvious.
Yes, we all agree that it's mine.
We'll start with Big Al's contestant. By the way, all of us picked girls except for who did you pick a girl? Yeah, JC. Yeah. Here's Big Al's.
If I were a boy.
Boy. That's a big voice right there.
Yeah.
Was that at a karaoke?
That was a live performance.
Dang, Al.
The cool thing about her is she didn't even know about this competition until she got my email.
That's not cool. That's terrible.
No, I think that is cool. I mean, it wasn't like she was really pursuing us.
Right. Yeah, my guy didn't know either. My guy was... I don't think my guy could listen to our show.
Well, so all the contestants couldn't care less about us.
Our goal was to go scout them out.
Well, she's in a whole other city.
Yeah, it does say that you found somebody just the way Scooter would, not from them hearing it on the radio. And then here's Kelly's, who she thinks is a guaranteed win. And how old is she, Kelly?
14.
I see why
now. Writes her own music.
What a great voice.
Uh-huh.
You were always enough. You poured yourself out to another.
Let me hear another one from her real quick. So she's kind of slow.
No, that's yours, I think.
Oh, that's mine. My bad. Okay.
Yeah.
Bury me.
What?
Bury me.
Take all that's left. Leave it behind.
14-year-old angst, JC. You wouldn't understand.
She sounds like she would be British with the way that she's saying.
She's
she,
not.
She sounds like she'd be 25. I mean, that's her voice is so mature. That's,
yeah.
I'm going to vote for Kelly's right now.
I know.
You can't do that to your artist.
I know. That's okay. I don't know. There's something about, there was a girl on The Voice last night that had that kind of voice, and she didn't get
picked. The blonde girl?
She didn't get picked, so she got stolen.
Yeah.
And both Usher and Adam were just all over her, wanting to steal her.
Sounded like my girl.
She had that kind of voice.
It's like Duffy, right?
Or like Kate Nash. It's more preferable to me than like Christina Aguilera because it's so effortless sounding.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
She's great. Bury me.
Very nice. That's Kelly's. My contestant, here she. I can't say her name, but here she is.
You know how the time flies only. Yesterday.
And she's out in Nashville now trying to make it happen. But she'll be flying into the show on Friday. There's one more here. This sounds like Lego House, but it isn't.
I want to be a songbird.
She's got kind of the same quality, Kelly. I don't know. It's going to come down to the performance.
Yeah.
JC is a huge advantage. He's bringing in the only dude.
Different.
The only dude.
Have you ever really felt your heart break? Seen your world fall shaking like an earthquake? Have you ever wondered how you could go on?
So as you're listening to these, just think, like, could you hear this on the radio?
And that's his original song. All these questions, well, all his songs are original. Your mind. Which helped me find him. Be someone
hit the rewind. All right, so that's one example. Hold my hand and pretend. So that's JC's contestant. And finally, Jenna, where'd you found yours on YouTube?
Yeah, I did. And she is in Boston at Berklee College. Boston.
Yeah.
Music. Yeah.
Which is where a lot of big stars went to college.
Isn't that where Carmen went?
Yes.
Yeah, Carmen went there. Yeah. Jason Mraz went there.
The Click Five.
Click
Remember
Five
that
went
band
there.
From way back?
I just listened to them in the car yesterday with Emma Kelly.
Really? Is this the way it's really going down? What'd you like about her, Jenna?
You know, I told you I kind of picked songs that were like, I tried to find some rap songs and find a girl.
You wanted to find
a
girl covering
spin.
A particular type of song.
Yeah, I liked her. I like that she can play the piano and the guitar. She was looping music and she has good taste in music.
All right.
It was kind of all across the board with pop and indie songs that I really like. So goes around, goes around, goes around,
comes all the way back around. That's an adventurous cover.
Let's I'd take homeless hand rubbing my body.
All
what
right.
is that from?
That's what she's talking. We wanted to see what kind of talent scout you are, and you said what?
I'd take homeless hand rubbing my body.
Okay, that's going to be the name of her first hit.
Homeless hand.
I want homeless hand rubbing my
Where
body.
Where did that come from?
What do you mean? It's you.
I yeah, know it's it. I'd take homeless hand rubbing my body.
That's going to be the name of the album.
Uh-huh.
I think we need to bring a homeless guy in and then test that out.
In a darker time, okay?
So, the question is this. Who should win? Meaning, not who are these singers. Which one of us did the best job of recruiting the best singer? You'll have to listen Friday morning and tell us what you think, and then we'll have Scooter Braun on the show live from London, and he will tell us who he thinks should win.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We told you that there were rumors flying around that Miranda Kerr would be leaving Victoria's Secret and not by choice.
Yep.
And now we're hearing that Miranda Kerr has left Victoria's Secret, but it's by choice. That's what they're telling
us. It's on her terms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's face facts. She's turning 30. It's a little long in the tooth for a Victoria's Secret model. Right. All downhill
after
30,
true.
Jenna.
I'm surprised she's even able to make it up to the office to pick up her check.
Things are... I'm telling you, Jenna, you just wait. There's going to be stuff sagging on you. You're going to have hairs growing out of the most random places.
Like
it's really difficult.
Why are you
difficult.
Telling her this? Why are you telling Jenna with this?
Borderline 30.
Because I'm 29 in like 2 weeks.
Just remember, Miranda Kerr.
Miranda Kerr is moving from the runway to the office. She got kicked up to the office.
She's a suit now?
Yeah. Rumors have swirled that she was fired from the famous lingerie company, but Miranda denies that she was dropped. She's saying, nothing could be further from the truth. I was so surprised when I heard people saying that I would be fired because I was thinking about quitting even then.
Because she knew. She
because
knew.
I've reached a point in my career where I'm developing my own opportunities that are really reflective of my passions.
Aww.
Translated, I got too old.
No, she has this very organic line of skincare products and makeup because she's very green. You know,
yeah.
Those annoying models are already skinny and then they have to be really green and healthy on top of it.
Right. Even kale chips.
Cora, which has actually done really well, but she is going to start a line of flight attendant uniforms.
Miranda.
Oh, really?
Isn't that weird?
So she's going from bathing suit to pantsuit.
She's moving into that lucrative flight attendant uniform.
Dude, have you seen some of the flight attendant uniforms lately? We could use some upgrades.
Well, maybe she's just consulting because isn't she working with Qantas?
Exactly.
And so maybe she's just putting her little spin on those stale old uniforms.
Yeah.
But what do you do about the stale old flight attendants that wear them?
Well,
okay, one thing at a time, dog. One thing at a time.
Maybe that's where retired Victoria's Secret models can go.
Oh, wow. I'm on that airline.
Yeah. Flying the friendly skies of Qantas.
VS? Yeah.
Oh, VS Air?
I would pay an extra $200 to fly that thing.
Yeah.
And you know, John Travolta is a pilot for Qantas. I bet he's hoping he gets one of those cute new flight attendant uniforms, though.
For himself.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool, though, to be flying on Victoria's Secret Airlines?
Like, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain. Welcome to Victoria's Secret Airlines. We'll be flying at a secret altitude to a secret location. Thank you.
I love it.
You don't even know where you're going.
Right. And there's something wrong with the plane, but we won't tell you.
Would you care where you're going if once you hit altitude, you know there's going to be a Victoria's Secret fashion show?
No.
Going right past you in the aisle?
Absolutely
not. Not
care.
Miranda, you are onto something here. Just take it to the next level.
And if the plane's going down, you just jump on one of their backs. They all got the wings on, so you just float down.
Use them as a flotation device.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we get ready for our final approach here, please return your flight attendant to her upright position.
No, not yet. 5 more minutes.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.